Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Ms. Demeanor, a novel by Eleanor Lipman, performed by Piper Goodeve. To the memory of Maymeeve Medwed, beloved best friend and most charitable critic. Chapter 1. Regrettably. Let's say there were two people, a man and a woman, lounging on the rooftop terrace of an apartment building in Midtown Manhattan. She is 39, a lawyer. He, on the neighboring chaise longue, is 27, a new associate in the same firm, who has this night confessed to a crush that was not brushed aside, as workplace guidelines required. We'll call him Noah, and we'll call her me. It's barely our first date, after a less than professional conversation in a long checkout line at Trader Joe's. We have a drink or two at a nearby Mexican restaurant. We return to my building, specifically for me to show off its newest and proudest amenity, our tiled, furnished, and landscaped roof, with its view of Central Park one way and Times Square blinking to the south. It is a June night, with ideal 75-ish degree breezes blowing. Above us was not just a full moon, but a blood moon, huge and red. Man, woman, mojitos. One thing leads to another, just the way Miss Freitas warned in junior high sex ed. It is past the hour at which the building lights automatically go off. Noah asks, after a long companionable silence on our separate chaises, "Did you ever skinny dip?" It is, I assume, a purely academic question, since there is no pool in my building. I say, once or twice. He then asks, "Do other people use the roof this late?" I tell him I don't know. This is the latest I've ever been up here. "No pressure," he assures me. "But do you mind if I take my clothes off? The breeze is beautiful. It'll be like moonbathing." I don't object. Workplace ethics aside, who wouldn't be a little curious, given what sounded like anatomical pride? And who would know? I could hear the squeak of the chaise as he lifted his butt, presumably to peel off whatever, if any, underwear a 27-year-old wears. I say, if anyone at work ever found out, "I'm not stupid, no one ever will." And then, "It feels great. It's like the breezes are massaging me. If I fall asleep, wake me when you want me to leave." What could be more benign than that? No agenda, no pressure, no suggestion that I, too, might enjoy these tickling breezes on parts rarely exposed to the elements. After a few more minutes, I volunteer, "Maybe just my dress."
"Totally up to you."
What makes my disrobing a bigger leap than I might otherwise have undertaken is that this halter dress is equipped with an interfacing that imparts built-in support. In other words, I am braless. Why be a prude? The Eagle Scout's eyes aren't even open. There I lie, my dress bunching around my waist, more suitable for a mammogram than moonbathing. It takes some sashaying in place, but I work everything down and off. Everything. Proving I am just as much a cool and carefree exhibitionist as any overly handsome associate a dozen years my junior. Now what? Sit back and mimic his atmospheric gusto? I hear, "Better not look," followed by, "Sorry." I do look. Even in the dark, I can see his two hands trying to conceal a bobbing penis. Not unflattered, I say, "It's not doing anyone any harm." We are both silent until I ask, "Would you like me to touch it?" Then we are, now side by side on one narrow chaise, hip to hip. Did I not know fully that our kissing would make his condition more acute? I say, "Maybe we should go downstairs to my apartment."
"Are you cold?"
I say, "No, hardly. I meant it would just be more comfortable. Just for, never mind, don't stop." The exceedingly polite Noah asks with every advance,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"